way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hey, yeah.
Hello.
Do a Howard Dean. Yeah. No.
I think we should start over.
Nope, this is it.
Can we?
We do not edit and we do not start over.
Oh, we should totally start over.
No.
Yeah.
It's happening.
It you sounded like you were getting
Howard
goosed.
Dean. Like I was getting goosed.
Yeah.
The goose. The gooch. Wasn't that Arnold Arnold Drummond's nemesis in
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Willis, the gooch is after me in school.
And
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
Yeah.
And of course.
So anyway. Well, of course, what?
Of course, because we started recording, one of the animals needs
not
my attention.
One of the animals, the most annoying burden of an animal we've ever had in Hades.
Don't stop. Stop. Ugh. He just loves me, and you get mad.
Everybody, welcome to the Antisocial Isolation Podcast. It's number 28. I think we've done 28 of these now. Well, if we get through this one, it is. It's crazy.
Wowzers.
Yes. It is number 28. We've got not a lot to talk about this week, apparently. According to my wonderful wife, the world is gray, did you say? And
that's
there's not
exactly
a lot going on.
There's not a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, I'm
you
sure.
You get to that post-Christmas dull, humdrum period of the year where everything is just gray.
Wow.
And here where we live, every day just seems to be gray. Every once in a while, you'll see the sun, but it's very brief and it never sticks around all day.
Yeah.
It's
kinda
just
kind of like a
gray.
Oh, never mind. I was going to make a bad, bad joke about a single father or something, and it wasn't going to go well.
No, so you probably should have just kept all that inside right there.
It was not going to be well received.
No, probably not.
It was a little dark.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's cold. It's January. It's Buffalo, whatever. But, you know, it is what it is. There's still stuff going on. We have a new president. He's been inaugurated.
Yep.
That's exciting.
Yes.
In some ways.
And like a child, he has spent his time in office so far trying to undo everything he possibly could that Trump did.
Yeah, I know.
If
they
there
all
is
do that. It's
some
stupid
sort of bill, anything that's going on, I've got to undo it right now.
It's the story of politics. It's a story of the media, everything. Even when Trump was in his last days, he pardoned all these people and, you know, the media is in an uproar about it. And it's the same shit that Clinton did, the same shit that Obama did, the same shit that Bush does. Everybody does that nonsense. They're all the same people. Trump was the closest to an outsider we've ever had, but they're all the same person.
Yeah.
It's just, which side are you on? And
everybody
should be on the side of Americans, but unfortunately they feel it's better to take sides. And, oh my God, speaking of all this presidential stuff. So Congress did vote to impeach President. I shouldn't say Congress. House of Representatives passed an article of impeachment.
Yes.
Against Donald John Trump.
Yes.
Was
that delivered today?
Incitement of insurrection or something like that. Whatever.
And high crimes. Who knows? They always throw high crimes in there.
Yeah. Well, the low crimes are not presidential. There's no president committing low crimes. And there's mayors doing low crimes.
I
like
see.
Mary and Barry in D.C. smoking crack.
Gotcha.
That mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford, he also smoked crack. Those are low crimes for politicians. High crimes are way above any of that nonsense, street-level crap. So, but yesterday at 6:50-ish p.m., the impeachment managers from the House of Representatives walked the article of impeachment over to the Senate floor to formally present it. And that is the dumbest thing ever. It was equally as dumb
when they
it
did
happened
it the
first time. And I don't remember. It was probably equally as dumb when Clinton got impeached or, you know.
It's super silly.
It is so dumb. You see these eight morons walking, you know, 6 feet apart in step, not saying anything, not doing. All they do is walk in there and they read it and they leave and they walk back. It's so stupid.
Information.
It's the dumbest thing. These days they could email it. They could share a screen. You could zoom.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean,
it's
so
dumb. They
could
hand it off to one of their underlings to go
somber.
Run it down the hallway.
Yeah. And then, you know, watch CNN. They're like, you're watching history now as the members of the House are walking the article of impeachment over. Oh, my God. It's so dumb.
It's super dumb.
It's not like left or right for me. The process of that is dumb. It's so over the top absurd. that you have to walk it over in this formal process. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got a new president.
Yep.
He was inaugurated. Inauguration because there were no people there really other than the 30,000 National Guards.
Yeah.
Or guard men, guard troops, whatever you want to call it. Night guard.
Right guard.
Right guard. Right tackle. Tackle box. Box lunch. Lunch bag. Ass bag. There you go. Yeah. So we're getting there. But yeah, it was funny because he, you know, they did the whole thing and he's the president and all that stuff. But one of the things that I found hilarious was good old Garth Brooks was there singing Amazing Grace.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
All a cappella.
Yeah. No music.
He's Garth.
He did all right.
Yeah.
But.
Always.
Remember we talked about this a handful of episodes ago. You know, when he went up there, like Biden had like elbowed his wife going, oh, he's going to sing. He's going to sing Friends in Low Places. That's all they wanted to hear. They want to hear him sing Amazing Grace. Telling you.
No, because all of them sitting there are literally the friends in low. They are the friends that are in low places.
And Bernie with his mittens, which has become an epic meme. He's like, come on, Garth. You know song we want to hear? Play Friends in Low Places. But he didn't. He played Amazing Grace. And he did a nice job.
He did an incredible job.
But you know, as soon as he went up there, he was like, oh, man, come on. You know I have other songs.
This is just the scenario in your head. Nobody is thinking this.
Everybody's singing that. Like, oh, shit, he's going to play it.
And actually, I thought all the performers did an incredible job.
Yeah, it was all right.
They really all did very nice renditions. Yeah, very classy.
Lady Gaga.
Ugh.
Oh, I thought everybody did a nice job.
No,
all of a sudden, you're
ogling
her.
She did. She sang very well. I'm not a fan of her flamboyancy all the time.
I see.
So I felt that the giant red gown was a little inappropriate. She could have dressed,
she has FTF.
A little more classy.
Okay, so you don't like her FTF, full-time flamboyancy. Is that what I'm picking up? People can't hear you stare, so you might want to talk.
Oh, no, they all know exactly what I'm doing. They can feel
doggy.
In the silence.
Yep. So that's that.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's my opinion.
So, last week, I and an astute listener reminded us of this in the messaging that I did not do a celebrity death update last week.
Oh.
Yes. And it was partly intentional. I was going to hold off as long as was necessary for my prediction from the previous week. So two podcasts ago, I was waiting for that prediction to come true.
I don't think that's true. I think you just didn't have one.
No, I had one in my notes. I can show you. I held off because it hadn't happened yet. Now it's happened.
Well,
so,
wait, no, you can't. There had to be somebody else that died.
I'm sure there was, but I couldn't talk about it until I knew that I was right. And my prediction from 2 weeks ago was that Larry King would die. And hence, forthcoming here to...
4th of July,
all,
what?
Yeah, Christmas in July, actually. Larry King is dead.
Yeah, but he wasn't dead last week. So
right,
you could have reported else last week.
Nah.
Anyways, yes.
Larry
Rest
King.
In peace, Larry
I called
King.
It. I called it.
He was his own legend.
He was. It's... Yeah, speaking of legends, too, I guess, this kind of nicely dovetails into something I want to talk about. You got to say, it's probably very hard to replace a legend, right?
Well, that's why they're
radio.
Legends.
Like, Piers Morgan took over that CNN show of Larry King's years ago, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult to replace a legend. You can probably ask, like, Dick Sargent. It's tough.
Well, right.
You know, right? Do you know who Dick Sargent is?
No, I have no idea.
Then why
who
are you
is.
Agreeing with that?
Well, I'm just saying yes because I'm hoping I'll move you along in this dumb
Dick
line
Sargent,
of anything.
Replaced a legend as well. He was the
John Legend
wife on, or the wife, the husband of what's her name on Bewitched. The original guy was named Dick York, and after a few years, he was replaced by Dick Sargent. So he replaced a legend, right? All that being said, I think Ken Jennings does a fucking awesome job on Jeopardy. I hope he's
all
the
that to
host.
Get around to Jeopardy.
Yeah,
because
he's
Jennings.
Replacing a legend as well.
You think?
I think he does a really good job.
He does do a very good job. do you think Alex Trebek is a legend?
In the like game show world, sure. It's him, Dick Clark, Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery. Every I think it was there was always some game show when we were kids.
He would
that
always
was
have something
hosted
yeah.
by Chuck Woolery.
Yeah, I mean yes. Bob Barker, right? Those are legends yeah, of so. The game yeah, show. Like, Pat Sajak, and he's still active. Rest, you know.
Yeah, him and that bimbo on that show.
How dare you? Yeah. She, anyway. But yeah, I think Ken Jennings does a really good job, and he's stepped in to replace a total legend. Alex Trebek did that, I think, for 652 years was the actual time.
Pretty much. I think that was his only grown-up job.
He started actually when he was like 11.
See?
So it wasn't even a grown-up job.
How long is Ken doing this? Because aren't there supposed to be like other hosts that were supposed to be coming on and hosting?
I think so, yeah. But I mean, I think, I don't...
Like how long
I
is
think
there
from the Jeopardy world standpoint, he was a legend already. Because he was he won the most money
sure.
ever, and then they had that tournament of champions with him and James Holzhauer, that other guy, and he won that. I mean, he's always been like a Jeopardy legend, so it makes sense for him to step in and try it. But he's doing a really good job.
All right.
So my vote is for Ken Jennings.
Without even seeing any of the other.
Yeah, I don't need to. I know what I like. I am playing.
Weirdo. What? Is it time for my spotlight?
You are always in the spotlight, in my opinion, dear.
Oh, Lord.
What would you like to talk
Hit
about?
It.
Hit what?
Oh, it's time. Facebook Marketplace post of the day.
It's an original song, people.
All right. So, this week's Facebook Marketplace post of the week. Giving a shout out to John Jones out in Buffalo.
John Bones Jones?
I don't think it's him.
Not him, okay.
No.
JJ, John Jones.
Yeah, good old John Jones. He's peddling some edible brownies.
Oh, on Facebook?
On Facebook.
That's a bold move.
He says
move,
they're in
Cotton.
Stock. They're very good brownies. They're $10 each piece or $50 for the tray. Delivery is available. There are chocolate chip, Reese's, chocolate chip and caramel, peanut butter, and double chocolate chip. He said edible brownies. I don't know if he really means quote-unquote edibles or if he naively put that into the heading.
It's $10 a brownie?
Well, they're kind of like small pans.
I see.
Yeah, it says $10 each piece now that I'm looking at it.
It's
so, yeah,
edible.
They're edibles.
It's
yes,
THC.
Yeah, they are.
Sure.
They're edibles. But
wow, that's just throwing it out there. It's not quite legal yet there, Johnny Jones.
Yeah.
JJ. Wow.
So there you go. That's what I picked for this week. However, after I see these, and then I started going down the wormhole thoughts that I have on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, boy.
Because there are a lot of postings for food. And most of it is dessert type stuff. Chocolate covered strawberries. I saw somebody on there that, you know, was making different kind of cookies, cutouts, decorative stuff, all kinds of stuff. How do they get away with this? Because there's a lot of it out there.
How do they get away with it? What do you mean?
You can't do that. You can't make food in your house and sell it.
Why?
I'm sure
someone
from
the department. Isn't it like having a lemonade stand?
Because the Department of Health is going to tell you otherwise. They were, like you said, they were attacking little kids selling lemonade. You cannot bake stuff in your house.
I would not trust buying baked goods from somebody who's posting on Facebook. Unless
absolutely
it was somebody posting
not.
That, like I saw some Facebook posts about, like, actual bakery selling, like, bills-related stuff this week. Like, if it's a bakery,
I would be
fine.
That's different.
But some stranger saying, hey, try these cookies?
Yeah, I'm trying to make some extra money. Yeah.
Okay, man, I'm trying to make some extra money. I'm not good at making cookies, but I'm working on it. I think you should try some. Let me know how it is. Let me know what I can do differently going forward.
I'll deliver.
I would appreciate your support.
Mm. Yeah, people can't do that.
Man, no.
And I feel like somewhere in there's a lawsuit. Like, there's some bakery somewhere that should come out and be like, okay, this ain't right. I'm paying all of this money. I have to have an actual independent establishment. I have to pay to have my licenses and have the inspector come out and do everything to make sure that everything is within regulation.
Wow. Maybe.
What up?
Maybe the bakers need to start a class action lawsuit against all
That's
of
right.
these freelancers.
That's right.
And they
and
can
Facebook
put them in their place.
It.
Yeah. Ooh, go after the big bucks.
That's
Zuckerberg,
right.
Bitches.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good call.
That's right. I should talk to Carol across the
street. Talk to Carol across the street, who owns a bakery.
Yep.
And say, listen, here's what we have in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go after Zuckerberg. And she would be like, wait, what? Like, Mark Zuckerberg? And be like, look, just hear us
just
out.
Just hear us out.
The plan is all of these people are hawking all these crappy goods on Facebook.
Out of their house.
They don't have all the regulations you have.
No.
They don't have the overhead.
Mm-mm.
They don't have employees. They don't have insurance. Any of that shit.
Right.
Let's go get their asses.
That's right.
And she would be like, you know what? Good call.
I'm calling a lawyer. I know he would.
I'm calling a lawyer, and you guys get free pastries for life.
Yeah.
For suggesting it to
her. Free almond rings.
Hey, let's
that's one of their big items.
I know, but that's not our big items. All right. I don't want an almond ring.
Good Plotzik.
Ugh. Damn Pollock. Why did I marry Pollock?
Because we're awesome. You know it.
You're special. For sure.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, anyway.
Did it twice.
Woo. I think I would have learned.
You got to type.
I got to type, yeah. I got to type my will. That's what I got to do.
It's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah, I know. I don't have long. Yeah, so anyway. We also had the excitement of our beloved Buffalo Bills being in the AFC Championship game this past Sunday, and unfortunately,
super exciting,
not doing well. They lost.
Yeah,
but it was still cool that they made it there, and the excitement and everything in the sound. We've talked about it already, but
I mean, it was cool that they made it that far. I feel like it's a natural progression.
Yeah,
like I feel like
just
it
like
it wouldn't have been right if they made it all the way to the Super Bowl after having, like, compared to where they were last year.
Just like the Bills of the past. There were playoff game wins. There were, you know, divisional, all whatever it was. And, you know, after a while, they finally got it.
Yeah.
And they got it four times in a row and lost.
Yeah, make it click. Well, hopefully Josh will pull it together eventually for us.
Yeah, it's too bad they didn't make it. But, I mean, it is pretty exciting that they had such a run. I don't think anybody expected them really to go that far this year. I know I didn't.
No, I agree. I don't think anybody really saw that coming.
No.
But
good on them. Good job, guys. Next year.
Yeah, we still love you.
Win one more game next year. Get the Super Bowl and lose. I don't care. That would still be exciting.
Yes, it would. That'd be crazy.
For sure.
Crazy. That's going to happen next year, so.
You think so?
Yeah.
That would
you
be
know
amazing,
what, quite yeah. honestly, and I've seen, you know, local reporters, local people have put this out there and said, you know what, it wasn't, I'm glad it wasn't this year.
Really?
Because, you know, Super Bowl time, you think Super Bowl parties, all that kind of, you can't do that. Like, no one can really celebrate the way Buffalo would need to celebrate going to the Super Bowl.
This, any restrictions, anything would not apply. Nobody would give a shit about that for Super Bowl parties at all. Nobody would not do it.
You're not supposed to, but I mean,
know.
You know,
we had everything. 11 people for Thanksgiving. Ooh.
Hey, man, we were waiting for the knock on the door.
Yeah, well, you can knock on my ass.
Jeez. No one
Just
wants
saying.
To do that. In case anyone was thinking about it, don't do it.
The Sabres are playing too, which is exciting now. They're kind of okay. They're not great. I was hoping they'd be better, but we'll see. It's still early.
Yeah, it's very early. Again, you know. Some weird times, you know, training camp hasn't been the same. They got to get their feet under them. Give them a break.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure stuff out, figure out lines and who's working with who and all that kind of good stuff.
I saw this thing. I'm totally changing subjects right away. It was just funny. It was one of those dumb fact things that came up. And it's not a weird one. It's just funny. It says Kevin Hart once had a piece of chicken thrown at him during a stand-up show, which is fine. You know, people throw shit. Maybe you're not happy. But I remember a story I had heard of him telling years ago when he was up and coming in New York, and Patrice O'Neill, who's dead now, but was just a murderer as far as comics go, and would just utterly destroy somebody with words. Like, he would look at you and find the thing that would make you the most vulnerable and just go to town on it. Like, he was a killer like that. It was hilarious. But Kevin Hart was telling a story where when they were in a club in New York, where he was up doing his thing, and he said all of a sudden he saw a phone book being winged up onto the stage, and it was Patrice O'Neill. And he goes, read this. It's better than the material you're doing. Which is hilarious to me. But that's funny because I saw this stupid fact about somebody throwing a chicken. I'm like, you got a phone book thrown at him by a killer comedian.
All right.
It's rough up there, I guess, huh?
I guess. I want to know who would sacrifice their dinner.
Maybe if he was doing that badly. Like, I got one chicken wing left. Should I throw it? Do you think I should throw it at him? I'm going to throw it at him.
That chicken wing was probably like $2.
Man. Yeah. Psh. But I'm just...
Remember when you can get chicken wings for like a dime a piece on special?
Yeah, 10 cent wing nights?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Those were the days.
Those were the days of our lives. Yes.
Do you like Butterfinger?
Do I like Butterfinger?
Yeah,
the candy
you're
bar?
The candy bar.
Okay, thank you. I don't know if there's some dude named Butterfinger. You're like, well, here he is.
Welcome to the show, my boy, Butterfinger.
Butterfinger. They're good. They're okay. I mean, they're
okay.
A top 10 maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like them, but I don't like how they stick to your teeth.
Yeah,
they're
it's
really
like
bad
plaster.
With that hole. Yeah. So this might be really cool. They're coming out with their own peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
That I would be interested in.
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah.
Butterfinger PB.
Yeah. I usually don't eat peanut butter. I'm more of an almond butter.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Fan.
You're fucking stupid almond butter. But yeah.
Dude, almond butter rocks.
So Butterfinger's
anyways.
Making peanut butter.
Yeah. They're coming out with their own peanut butter.
Yeah, I think Butterfinger's kind of a ripoff off Zagnut.
No, shut up with your Zagnuts.
It's so much
Nobody
better
likes
than Butterfinger.
The Zagnut. They're weird.
Beetlejuice like Zagnut.
Beetlejuice was a dead guy.
That was the
decaying.
That was
dead
the candy
guy.
Bar he was trying to entice them into his world with.
Yeah.
He's like, mm-hmm. Hey, you hungry? And he held up a Zagnut. Anyway, mm-hmm. Once that comes out, we're going to buy it. We have to try it.
We'll see.
And hey, look, in addition to the two dogs here, we have two cats. One of them, the mother of the other one, and they are going at it. She's biting his head sometimes.
I think you're crazy because I just looked at him and I don't see any of that happening.
Right, because they stopped for a second. She was biting his head and then spitting out
and
hair.
And now she knows you're talking about her and she's giving you the look of death. Like she may just launch herself
Bring
at
it.
Your face
Bring
right
it.
Now.
Bring it, baby cat. Like, oh, OJ's looking at me now too.
He's like, you're talking about my
what?
Mama?
What? Because only I can bite her. Yeah, it's like Dr. Doolittle in here when we're recording this most of the time. We have at least three animals.
Yeah,
oftentimes
it's always
four.
Usually the dogs. Sometimes the dogs wait in the hallway.
Well, the dogs and baby cat. Mm-hmm. But now OJ joined us and he just fled, so now we're back down to three.
She wants to be one of the dogs.
She does.
She really does.
She thinks she's a dog. She's her dire cat.
She is.
Yeah. But.
So. And I'm going to sound like a really old person here, but a lot of things in the world, like weird shit just starts to come out, like, that don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, they come up with, just weird stuff. So, I guess this is in trying to get, raise awareness, attention, get more business, whatever.
Who is Ray?
This is weird. Just, what?
You said the raise awareness, what?
Oh, my God. Just sit there and don't talk for a second.
That's impossible.
So, I think it was Dallas, but it is in Texas somewhere. 7-Eleven is going to allow two gamers to spend the night in their store, and they get free 7-Eleven snacks.
Why? Like famous gamers, or just like they're going to pick like nerds, like our kids could qualify for that because they are playing Call of Duty.
Right.
And they get 7-Eleven snacks.
Yes. All night.
What's the purpose of this?
I that's what I said. Weird shit is coming out. Like I don't understand who the marketing person was that thought this was a really good idea. But there's like a gaming rig, you know, big, you know, cushy seats, big screen, the whole PS5.
Maybe they're trying to start something.
It's weird. Like, it's a convenience store. You go there to maybe buy eggs or milk if your kids woke up and, oh, crap, it's Sunday morning. We have no milk.
Yeah, which has happened many times for us.
Maybe
it's going to be a trend, though.
My husband's complained for like 3 days he hasn't had cheese puffs, so I run to 7-Eleven so he can have his freaking cheese puffs.
One bag of cheese puffs for our game night this past Friday. Anyway, could start a trend. Like Bass Pro, don't they have like a big tank in there?
That's
maybe
what
they'll
I've
bring
heard.
In like kids to fish all night and they get like beef jerky. Whatever. I mean,
you get beef jerky and MREs.
Yeah, right? It could be a thing. Like, hey, unlimited MREs and beef jerky's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll fish for that. Why not, man? Do we have to pay for bait? What?
Yeah, very weird.
Would that include slushies?
Is it a 7-Eleven snack?
It's a 7-Eleven drink. I bet you it includes slushies.
I would think it's
kinda, Slurpees. What am I calling a slushie?
I was going to say, why are you calling it a slushie? It's a Slurpee, duh.
I'm sorry, 7-Eleven. They're going to disqualify me from eligibility
to
be one of the gamers.
Yeah, they're going
to
say no more. Actually, it says here that the all of these snacks and beverages are from 7-Eleven, Red Bull, Mountain Dew, Doritos, and Planters.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's a good mix.
Uh-huh.
Red Bull and honey roasted nuts. That's
that'll be great.
Gamer's delight.
Yes. It says here that the winners of this lovely event will be welcomed to a custom game pod with access to reclining loungers, a big screen TV, and a PlayStation 5 console.
Wow.
Right.
Well, that's kind of cool. Those things are hard to get, I think.
I guess.
And they're quite expensive.
So that's supposed to be a new thing. They're going to have these in their new stores, I guess.
There you go. Go find out the details. Go to 7-Eleven tomorrow.
I'm not.
Please.
I don't care.
Please.
No.
I could be one of them.
Go find out for yourself.
Can't.
You don't even play games.
I'll go
Yet
in
alone
and play
a PS5.
Games and try and learn.
They're not going to select you.
They might.
No.
I could lie
They're
about it.
They're not desperate for entrance like they are on the Drew Barrymore show.
How dare you? How dare you? She reached out to me. I haven't gotten back to her yet.
That's a bold-faced lie. And if it is, it was because you heard from her attorneys.
Yeah.
And that cease and desist
She reached
order.
Out to me. I can't come within 400 yards of her. And I shouldn't mention her name anymore. Drew Barrymore.
My God, you're such a weirdo.
I know. But I am what I am.
Yeah, it's kind of scary sometimes, though.
Most of the times it's scary. And you only hear the parts that come out. You don't get to hear all the inside stuff.
I think some stuff should still be inside stuff.
You have no idea. You got no idea. I found a funny story about... did you see this too? I don't remember where it was. It doesn't matter. This guy went to a crook, clearly. Stole a car.
A crook?
A criminal.
A
hooligan.
Crook? Is this the 1930s? Yeah, so this crook, you know.
Yeah, see, we got a crook here. Breckenridge. This hooligan went to steal a car. And he started driving off with this car.
Okay.
Looked in the back and realized that there was a kid in it.
Yeah, it seems to have happened, I don't want to say frequently, but
right.
It happens.
This guy went back to the mall or plaza where he got the car from, got the kid, found the mother, scolded her for leaving her child in the car unattended.
Nice.
And then took off in the car, I believe. So he came
back. He is
back
a crook with morals.
Just to say, like, what in the fuck are you doing leaving your kid in that car?
And just as punishment, I'm still taking your car.
Exactly. Now that I'm done yelling at you, I'm taking that. Yeah, that was hilarious to me. It was in Oregon.
Oregon, huh? The yeah. Oregon Trail.
That's so. Ooh, the Oregon. He died of dysentery at the end, unfortunately. So, but for a while there, it was good. Yeah. He was yelling at her for leaving her child unattended. And then he was like, all right, you good? You understand my point? All right, I'm going to take that car. It's
so
hilarious.
That just opens up such a can of worms of questions in my mind.
What questions could you have?
One, did she even realize her car was gone at that point? Did she know that some other individual had her child? And if she did, and she saw this individual coming at her with the child, how did you not just beat the ever-living crap out of them?
Well, here we go. She's actually here. And we can talk to her about it. Come on in, lady.
Come in, crazy.
Yeah, hey. Oh, she brought her kid. Oh, look at that. Hey, he can wait out there. Yeah, I don't know any of those answers.
I know you don't.
But
I'm just saying.
I thought that was pretty fucking hilarious. It's like, sweet, I'm stealing this car. God damn it, there's a kid in here. Who the fuck leaves their kid in here?
I wonder how old the child was.
I don't know, 22, actually. It was weird. Usually it wouldn't be a big deal if you left a 22-year-old in a car, but apparently this guy felt differently. Kid was gaming, too. So back to your 7-Eleven point. He was just
sitting
there gaming.
Maybe he was trying to up his game.
Drinking Red Bull and eating Planters products and gaming
Doritos.
In the car. And the guy was like, God damn it. Where's your mom? And she's like, she's in the store, dummy.
Who are you? Do you know my mom?
Yeah. Do you even know her? So, yeah. That's funny. What?
I feel like you were probably left in the car a lot.
I should have been left in the womb. What are you talking about?
Well, that's just weird. Maybe in the woods.
In the woods. I've been left in the dark many times in my life, I'll tell you that. But yeah. No, I probably, I don't know. Yeah, back in the day, it wasn't that big of a deal.
I was going to say, in our generation, it was not a big deal.
No.
Like, all the time, we would sit in the car.
I said back in the day.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to...
Back when I was a youngster.
Yeah, we always, you know, mom ran in the store and we sat in the car and made up games and weird stuff.
Did you ever mistake somebody else for your mom in a store?
Not that I recall.
No, I remember
time. I may have, I don't know.
In Bell's in Orchard Park.
Bell's or Dubell's?
Bell's. Okay. Dubell's. I didn't live in Cheektowaga. You live in the slums. I was in Orchard Park. It was Bell's.
Sure.
Bell's palsy. Cerebral palsy. Cerebro. X-Men. Professor X.
Are you
going to
continue with the story, please, before we all fall
anyway,
asleep?
No, it's not really a story, but I just asked if you had done that. Like, because my mom at one point in the early 80s had some like faux fur coat and, of course, the, you know, the afro kind of hair. She's not black, but, you know.
I was going to say, what?
The,
your mother has never had afro
the
hair.
The tight curl perm from the early 80s.
Okay, gotcha.
So, fro-like. Abe Froman, Sausage King of Chicago. But anyway... I remember going up to her and like grabbing and going, hey, mama. And turned out it wasn't her because it looked just like her because she had the same stupid coat and the same stupid fro. It's kind
of
funny.
Scared the hell out of some other lady. She's like, kid, get the hell away from me. And then kicked you.
You know what else I remember from that store? It was in the middle aisle. I remember this distinctly. They had the whammy weenies.
Oh, stop. We just talked about these the other day.
I know, but I remember them. This just brought me back. I remember being in that store knowing the aisle that they were in, the whammy weenies.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
See, we need to bring back the whammy weenies.
No, they're kind of weird and gross.
Oh, yeah. Come on. The Bill's whammy weenie for next year.
More like the whammo dildo.
No.
It's, yeah.
No, only for creepy people like you.
I'm not that creepy.
You.
No, I'm not.
Creepier by the day. Creepy old man.
That's true.
Is where you're coming to.
I got a birthday coming up, too. I'm going to be even older.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's exciting. It's not.
Is it the big one yet? No, not yet.
The big one. Speaking of the big one, wasn't that a Fred Sanford line?
Yep.
I'm coming for you, Elizabeth. It's the big one. I sent you a
you
Fred
can't
Sanford
say that.
Gift.
You cannot say that without doing the motion. You got to put your hand on your heart.
Well, that was the GIF that I sent you.
Yes.
Was that...
Is it a GIF or a GIF?
I said GIF, but it's GIF.
Like the peanut butter?
Like the Butterfinger peanut butter. Even
Maybe.
Better.
Maybe.
Yeah. We're going to get that shit.
Maybe.
All right, we're done.
You're dumb.
Yes. I agree. I concur.
All right, then I guess this wraps it up for another episode.
It does.
With the Antisocial Isolation Podcast.
Thank you for listening. I love you, hon.
I love you too, dummy.
Liz Lemon. Bye.